Welcome to the Geek Psychology Podcast. This podcast comes from the Geek Psychology YouTube channel, where we use personality type and geek and gaming culture to help you play life better. Thanks for being here. Thanks for being you. And I hope you enjoy the show.
Hey, man. Hey, you looped? Yeah, all right. Here's how you know. Three warning signs of being looped and playing life a little too safe. Hey, what's up, team? It's Sherman here from Geek Psychology. I help people find their true character and master the skills and strengths they need to play life better. In this video, we're going to talk about loops and get into some of the little finer details of it. But I want to give you some practical advice and tips on finding out if you are looped and then breaking out of that. Being looped means that you are stuck in the same orientation, the same mindset, the same introverted or extroverted nature that you naturally are in. And you're not getting feedback from the outer world if you're an introvert, or you're not tapping into who you are in the inner world feedback and resources that you have if you're an extrovert. So it's just constantly looping through that, hence the name, and it's not letting you access the resources that you need and listen to the other characters, the other voices, the different aspects of yourself, the different parts within yourself that you need to solve your problems. And a lot of times this comes through a kind of a fearful state. Like you're afraid of, as an introvert, you're afraid of getting feedback from the outer world because that's going to give you some information that's going to possibly shake up what you understand reality to be. And for an extrovert, you're afraid of getting feedback from the inner world because it might show you some things that you don't really want to see about yourself. Some aspects of yourself that you're just not possibly ready to take in and to notice and to then change or appreciate. So being looped just keeps you doing the same thing and stops you from getting access to that other scarier side of things. So the first way of knowing, the first sign that you might be looped is if you are constantly blaming the world for what's happening. Theodore Roosevelt said, "If you could kick the person in the pants responsible for most of your trouble, you wouldn't sit for a month." It's just a funny little quote because, yes, you are. I'm sorry, but you are responsible for your life. We all are. And if you're looped, it means that you're not accessing that other way of understanding or making decisions that is going to help you so you don't blame the world and give you the power, the empowering abilities, leveling up yourself, you know, utilizing your strengths. You know, if you're just constantly blaming all of your problems on everybody else, that's you not using your problem-solving resources. Also, you do what's comfortable despite knowing that you shouldn't. Like, knowing that this is not really going to solve my problem, but I'm going to do it anyway. You know, that is a sign for me, from my personal experience, of being looped. For an introvert, it's like you're not taking action and you're over-reflecting, over-analyzing too much. It's combining introverted perceiving, this kind of protector-like energy that's there to stop bad experiences or bad juju from coming in, okay? And you're combining that with the introverted judging specialist that's refining what you should do, like making decisions based on your subjective self, your identity, your convictions, your knowing of what is true. But it's just constantly looping through there, and it's reflecting instead of taking action, right? You know you need to take actions to impact the world. You know if the situation is bad, you got to do something about it. You can't just analyze it, right? Problems are not solved all in your head. You got to do stuff about it too. You got to take some actions. You have to find a way of impacting the world. And when you're looped, it's scary. You don't want to do that. you know, and just in general, it's scary. You don't want to do that as an introvert. But when you're looped, you're going to hear that voice over and over again from your tertiary function saying, no, it's not you. It's the world. If they just understood more, then things would be better. But you're not the one to teach them that. They got to figure that out. You know, it's just, it's that advice that's always going to appease you to keep you playing small, to keep you safe. If you're an extrovert, it's the opposite, as you would imagine. It's taking too much action without reflection. It's tapping into that extroverted perceiving desire to gather more and more information, that kind of vanguard, frontline, explorer, adventurer energy, and also combining that with extroverted judging, so making decisions to have influence over the world, right? It's the controller type characters. So if you're combining exploring and taking action to control, then you're not actually reflecting over who you are and what your actual impact is on the situation. You're not accepting your impact and how your actions have created the situation. Does that make sense? It's staying outward instead of going inward. And the last one is autopilot drive. You just do it and you don't think about it. This is probably one of the sneakiest ones, because it's that stealth rogue that's back there, and you don't even notice it until it's too late. Like when you wake up in 3-5 years and you're like, I've been on autopilot this whole time. I haven't done anything to change my life, to impact the world in the way that I want to, right? I haven't learned from my past experiences or whatever it is. And I think the only way to really know about this one is to just keep inspecting yourself and take notes. That's what I do, is to note every day what I've done. And hopefully some of that information is going to get in there. It's going to seep in and I'll know, you know, what I have fallen asleep to perhaps, and what I'm not actually changing despite knowing that I do need to. So knowing this, what you're going to want to do is one, stop blaming. Don't blame anybody else except for yourself for the situation. If you're watching this YouTube video, like you have the freedom to do things with your life that a lot of people don't have. So stop blaming and take responsibility for your life and what's going on. And if you need the skills, then you go out there and you find a way to grow those skills. If you're struggling with something, deal with it. Like find a way to deal with it. Don't just keep showing up and hoping that it'll change, right? Also, you need to break free from the loop. So, you know, you do need to have awareness of it. Nothing's going to save you if you don't have awareness of it, right? That's the first point. But when you do, when you get that little voice in your head that just says, hey, are we okay here? Use the STOP acronym from CBT, Cognitive Behavior Therapy. S is for stop. So literally stop. T, take a breath. Observe the situation. And then proceed. I know everything's, you know, easier said than done. But doing this, when you have that realization, force yourself to stop. Stop. Take a breath, regain your stability, go back into yourself, your good states, observe the situation logically, whatever it is, whatever the best way for you to do it is, and check in with yourself and like, is this really what I want to do here? Is this really what's going on? Is this person actually making me upset? No, I'm taking in their actions and reflecting over them in a way that's bringing out a negative meaning. And then P, proceed. Do what you gotta do to be the hero of your life story. You know, take the actions that you know you need to take. And the last one, get perspective. This is it's kind of a difficult one here, but ask yourself, what am I really afraid of right now? And sit with it. Like when I get looped, I'm afraid of putting myself out there. I'm afraid of visibility of who I am. I'm afraid of looking crazy. or some innovation that I do, something that I create, some idea that I share is actually going to show the world that I'm not a good person, that I'm, you know, whatever. I don't even know. That I don't even know is something that I'm afraid of. So I loop back into introverted sensing and say, well, if I just play within this box here, then things are going to be okay. But really, it's not. Like, you're not going to impact the world. You're not going to change the world. You're not going to grow and be a bigger force within the world if you play it small, if you listen to that tertiary function in a way that just keeps you safe. So to sum it all up, I just want to say, like, make it a part of your identity. Make it a part of who you are to challenge your dragons, whether they be the inner dragons, a lot of times for extroverts, or the outer dragons for the introverts a lot of times. You know, assign that as who you are. That's a trait of who you are. I'm going to not play small. I'm going to combat these things so that I can be a better person. Hope it helped. If it did, please like, share, subscribe. Let me know down below also what you think about airplanes. And keep up the lifelong quest and good luck. Have fun. Peace.
Thanks for listening, and I hope you got something out of it. I know that by listening to this podcast, it means that you're ready to take your life to the next level, and I'm so excited to help you do it. Whether you're struggling with anxiety, lack of motivation, or you're just looking for your spark and purpose, I have many courses and a one-on-one coaching service available to you to help you get out of your own way and be happy. So head on over to geekpsychology.com to get started. See you there.